on Wednesday, December the 30th, 2009, and it is our year-end review special highlights a recap of the 2009 year, including audio clips and editorial picks of the year that was included in tonight's show. We're going to be planning on playing some clips on the local truth action of the year, the One World Government Agreement of the year, the music track of the year, and the Canadian Political Prisoner of the Year, Documentary Movie of the Year, Underground Rap of the Year, Conspiracy of the Year, Local Hip Hop Event of the Year, and Activist and Freedom Fighters Influence of the Year. Coming up tonight on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. Stay tuned. We're going to be playing a lot more coming up tonight on Word of Mouth Wednesday. Word up, Wednesday, December the 30th. We are here, and our first segment of the show, we're going to start it off with our year in review of today, and we're going to start it off with our One World Government Agreement of the Year, and our pick for this year is the Copenhagen Agreement. That's right, COP15. It happened this year. It happened, actually, a few weeks ago, and there's a lot of people have some different attitudes on it, different opinions on the results of this agreement, and I guess time will tell. But what we got to play for you today is just a clip featuring Black Krishna and the Toronto Truth Seekers, as well as, well, it starts off with the President Obama, and then we get into some media criticism and opinions on the COP15 Copenhagen situation, One World Government Agreement of the Year 2009. Here it is.
We come here in Copenhagen because climate change poses a grave and growing danger.
Stop Global Cooling campaign going on. Look out for Carbon Septillionaires. Videos up on youtube.com/supportlocalscene with the Climate Gate hoax exposed. How did the street action go last week?
Street action went great. We had a lot of fun. Andrew, one of our truthers here, came up with the idea of Stop Global Cooling, because we were just there freezing our butts off, trying to hand out flyers. People are taking them. Some people aren't. People just don't want to take their hands in their pockets or stop in many cases. But then we started having fun with it when Andrew started saying, Stop Global Cooling. And we just went, Stop Global Cooling.
Stop Global Cooling, folks. We all have to do our part.
Yeah. Stop global cooling, folks.
Do your part to stop global cooling.
And together we can stop global cooling.
I got a million ways to get it.
Stop global cooling.
Choose one. It's going down. The new world order's getting clowned. On to the next. No one world government. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it. On to the next. No one world government. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it. Hold up. To the next, no one world government. No thanks, crooks, kooks, and spooks, start shoving it. Al Gore, hockey stick, shovel it. Man, bear, pig, so cereal, imperial, bumble it. Triple gin, big gay, Al gin, guzzling. So cold since March 07, so puzzling. UN launched then, hunch when tax coming in like Pavlov. They treat us like dogs to use less than them. Who? Rockefeller's at the top, pledge allegiance to the rock. Eyes wide shut, doc, PhDs make disease for militaries. Don't think they wouldn't lie for the IPCC. Can't get the weather for the weekend, please. Telling me in 20 years, we guaranteed to freeze. Newsweek cover four, a 70s scheme. Global cooling back then, global warming now, please. Cease and desist, this is a citizen's arrest and development. Finally rebelling, yes. Pumping out CO2 with the weight. I speak free, green Hitler youth can't say to me. Can't quit till we free of the insanity. Saying carbon dioxide is bad for trees. On to the next, no one world government. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it. On mechanics behind and viral schizophrenic. Control freak, so weak, boot licking menace. Yuppie puppy dog, recycle commie Rottweiler, socialist with a fist up your assets. Smile like they're saving the earth by enslaving the earth. COVID slaving, paving graves in the third world. First world got a thirst. Greenwashing won't work. I'm not working out a problem. I'm a problem at work. I'm being a problem for jerks who lack spine tax and increase the attacks till there's no going back. There's always going back. Piece of paper, don't be jack. Blue bin that like bin Laden, been found back. When the war on terror rapture was taking all our rights. Now the global warring rapture takes our stuff, gotta fight. Tough love, don't bite, but don't get bitten by the hardcore mind control. Victims in a prison plant.com. Drop bombs, Paul Joe Blow. Up another scandal, climate gate show. They know they lied, admit they emails, trying East Anglia you. Finding angles all the time and caught just in time to stop us coping with enslavement. Better fly her up and hit the pavement. Straight up, on to the next. No one world government. Take your car and tax and start shoving it. On to the next. No one world government. Take your car and tax and start shoving it. Hold up. Bubbles. Before you double your money, I cause trouble. Before you double that trouble, I'm gonna hustle harder than the bards of BS. Let's rumble. Can't be stopped. Plans popping off a lot. Lick a shot for your bin laden block. Be stop and think. If they really care, wouldn't they try to stop? GMO food, mercury, and real toxic slop. Waste mine on disaster predictions based on fiction. This no movie, dereliction of duty. The prescription, let's see the uniform. Learn what's going on. Attack like Voltron till the Gorbot's gone. Get an addiction for freedom you keep for you and your children. Can't be chilling when it's chilly and green villains say it isn't. Oh, no matter what, it's our fault. Earth worship death call. To heck with people now. What about the weather later? What? You got this. On to the next. No one world government. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it. On to the next. No one world government. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it. On to the next. No one world government. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it. On to the next. No one world government. Take your carbon tax and start shoving
it. Last week's street action went great, and we're not trying to be anything but what we are. We're dealing with 21st century brainwashing. We're all victims of it.
We will engage in a global effort to mobilize $100 billion in financing by 2020. If, and only if, it is part of a broader accord that I've just described.
All right, and pause again. What he's saying there is, I'll give $100 million to the third world, but we'll do it in 2020, 10 years after we're taxing you for carbon. You understand what that means?
If the sea levels, by the models that we have now, are going to rise 3 feet in the next 100 years, can that be reversed at all? Can that be lessened?
Even if we reduce CO2 output at the current level and leave it level, the climate will continue to warm. So even by stopping increase of CO2 today, we will have a warming, we will have a sea level increase.
We've had extensive negotiations in the so-called major economies forum over six or seven sessions over the course of the year. A number of other things leading into Copenhagen, all culminating eventually with the leaders there. And getting down to brass tacks on
some
tough issues.
There were no energy taxes, no carbon taxes. In fact, no deal. It really costs anybody any money. And that's what the Albertans, our energy capital, were worried about, was it not?
Well, although, Craig, I think we should point out the Alberta government was the first government in North America to introduce a carbon pricing scheme where companies who emit above a certain level actually have to reduce their emissions or pay into a clean energy fund.
It's starting to affect all of us right now. December 18th, end of the Copenhagen COP15 summit, a world government treaty was created that will essentially tax everything on Earth and consider carbon dioxide, or what we exhale, what plants breathe, to be a toxic pollutant. And so when things this insane are going on, people need to figure out what they can do about it, because we need to do something about it.
And there is a similarity between climate gate and Watergate, and it's this. What was stolen is immaterial. The question is, who were the burglars and who paid them?
They allege scientists have been cooking the books to support the view that the global warming is caused by human activity rather than a naturally occurring phenomenon.
It is admitted even in the emails that have been revealed from the Climate Research Unit. They say it is a travesty that we have no explanation for this unexpected development.
This is not fiction. It is science. Unchecked, climate change will pose unacceptable risks to our security, our economies, and our planet.
In March 2007, the United Nations IPCC report stated that if we didn't act right away, there would be global warming. And that's what they called it at first before they now sometimes use climate change. That was in March 2007. In the 2.5 years since, it's gotten colder worldwide. There's been snow in places like California and Texas that rarely or never see snow.
We will be moving forward with a minus 20 by 2020 target.
Cutting our emissions in the range of 17% by 2020.
And we'll be moving forward with harmonization on a continental basis.
Acting like the panels of a greenhouse, warming the entire planet.
The number of polar bears have increased.
Do you think they're endangered?
ClimateGate, the hoax exposed. Danny Liberty's work at youtube.com/supportlocalscene. Definitely got to check that out.
We're not doing a debate.
No, this is a question. You must
answer the question.
This is Gorlock.
His answer to the court.
Word of mouth Wednesday. We're back here, and that was our segment there. Copenhagen Agreement, Year in Review 2009, featuring the musical track by Black Krishna, On to the Next, No One World Government. And the reason why that this, I think this is a major issue. One is the Copenhagen Agreement is a monumental agreement, a framework that has the whole world involved in a carbon pricing scheme, a carbon pricing structure, and emissions cap and trade situation, a scheme going on. And, well, activists have been investigating this, researching it, and pushing for the leaders to be held in account. And holding them into account locally on the news level, we got Press for Truth. And we've got this next clip we're going to play is our selection for Local Truth Action of the Year. It was a video made by Press for Truth covering the event. There was only a few people involved in it, but it was enough of an action to garner a lot of people looking. We played a brief interview earlier this year with Dan Dix of Press for Truth, and he was there at the CNE when this all went down. There was an Al Gore speech, and there's a situation involving Gorlott. Well, we're just going to get into that. Here is our pick, our pick for an audio clip. Or when I say our, I mean mine. This is the local truth action of the year. Welcome to Gorlott segment. And well, without any further ado, here is what went down a few weeks ago at the CNE Fair.
No one will govern. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it. On to the next, no one will govern. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it. Hold up. On to the next, no one will govern. No thanks, crooks, kooks, and spooks, start shoving it. Al Gore, hockey stick, shovel it. Man, bear, pig, so cereal, imperial.
We're here in Toronto, Church of Climatology.
Church of Climatology.
Al Gore was giving a keynote speech discussing, you know, climate change, of course. And we went to this event to cover the event as a media outlet. And we were there for no longer than about 45 minutes, and we were asked to leave the grounds.
We were holding up large signs, and one of them says, "You're feeling warmer," trying to get us hypnotized. The other sign I had was the only green Al Gore cares about, with the large $100 bill on it. And we were out there for, like I said, about an hour, for security escorted us off the ground, saying we're not allowed to film or hand out flyers inside.
They told us that their grounds are from the Prince's Gate down to Dufferin, and from Dufferin down to Lakeshore. And then he said, "So you're going to have to get off the grounds." So I said, "Okay." So the other side of the Prince's Gate is where you're telling me to go. So I went to the other side of the gate, and we were there for about, I don't know, 10 seconds. I just started rolling, and security came up to me, one lady, and she said, "Well, you guys are going to have to get on the road," she said. Said, "You can't be here. You're going to have to just move along onto the road." I said, "Well, obviously, we can't stand on the road. I mean..." So as I was trying to get clarification, okay, where is this property line then? You just told me it's the gate. So now as I'm trying to get clarification of where the property line is, the security goon thug came up to us and...
Don't point that in my face.
Whoa, hey, hey.
I could see the white on his hands going like that because he was squeezing so hard. I was waiting for my camera to snap. And I said, whoa, 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 take it easy. What are you doing? And so basically, that is assault.
This lot is our lot. Okay, this is Gore lot. This is not straight out.
I thought you said this side of the gate.
Okay, look at my finger. See all the way up there?
Okay, now
can
I know.
Let go of the camera. Turn
the camera off.
Is the exhibition a public grounds, would you say? Were you surprised that you were not allowed?
Yeah, well, the thing is, there are no trespassing signs. There are no anything like that. The public walks through there all the time, people on bikes, you know. And that's the same thing with right out front the gates. They said...
Exhibition Place has been Toronto's showplace for over 100 years of industrial innovation. We have North America's first urban wind turbine.
There's a lot of not in my backyard stuff with wind. Put it in my backyard, please.
We have Canada's largest urban solar installation and the first municipally owned tri-generation hydrogen system. We know if we can do it there, businesses, people, other institutions can do it.
In this current movement of truth and people taking action, which is awesome, I feel it's important to remain calm and not to engage with the guards or the police in any kind of an aggressive manner, because it doesn't help the situation. But what you do is you follow up.
What happened was they actually phoned the CNE and they phoned the bylaw office and they found out that security lied to us. The Princess Gates were the boundary. So we were lied to. And as you can see, the security guards act like complete jerk-offs by Dan from Press for Truth. One of his staff members holding the camera was assaulted. And you know, that's against law. He probably could charge if the cameraman got hurt. We were peaceful. We obeyed everything they told us, and we just used their logic against them. That's all we did.
This is Gore Lot.
We're here with Al Gore's Ice Company.
We need the CO2.
Church of Climatology.
Everybody wants a clean environment, but the governments and corporations and activists who are selling us the climate change and global warming myth and the carbon taxing solution are lying. We need to understand that. We need to expose that. We need to find real solutions against a global threat to Canadian sovereignty.
The climate crisis has an impact on everyone, everywhere on Earth.
You know, the environmental movement, for the longest time, have always, I mean, obviously their heart's in the right place. We all want to make this Earth a cleaner, better place to live. However, the current global warming movement has basically hijacked the environmental movement, the legitimate people who are trying to make a change for the good, and are turning it into what I say is more of a new age agenda to unite the world on one issue that we can all get together. Because as a lot of people, researchers in this area know, they often use a technique referred to as problem reaction solution. And if the problem is a global problem and it's everyone's problem and the reaction is a global reaction, then the solution is going to be a global solution. So it's all part and parcel of the New World Order, the one world government.
This is Gore Lot.
Al Gore has always been used by the elite. If you look at his track record, anything he's touched, anything he's ever been involved in, is directly given to him by the elite.
Right, and we're still questioning the 2000 election.
Word of mouth Wednesday, still questioning the 2000 election in 2009. We're 9 years later. It's been we're into the ninth year of the year 2000 of the new millennium, and we've got a lot more coming up. Of course, that was, you heard some of the Toronto True Seekers. You heard Toronto True Seeker Tom and Dan Dix of Press for Truth. For more information to watch the video of what actually went down, you can check out pressfortruth.ca. At the exhibition, that was our local truth action of the year. We got some more stuff coming up, including our pick for conspiracy of the year, Canadian political prisoner of the year, and word of mouth Wednesday track of the year. But first, we're going to play our underground music rap track of the year. This is by 956, who we have had on in the past. We had him on in January to start off the year. And during the hiatus, well, I listened to this track a lot because, you know, 95.6, I know who he really is, but there's only a few people that actually know his true identity. He's more known as the number 95.6 as the local rapper, and he definitely represents the mystery. So the mystery body of 95.6, we are wondering, you know, where does he think of this stuff? Well, you know, this is what my pick is for the underground rap track of the year, Toronto First. Word of Mouth Wednesday, 7:20 p.m. It's on. Word of Mouth Wednesday, do not change the station, do not change the channel, do not stop listening, because we got a lot more coming up on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We are back on the air, live in the studio. My name's Daniel Libby, and we are broadcasting on 88.1 FM, Rogers Digital, channel 947, and online at ckln.fm. And this is our last show for 2009. Because tomorrow is New Year's Eve, and after that, we're into 2010. So we got a new year. Happy New Year to all the listeners listening. Hope you had a good 2009, and just wanted to get into Our next segment that I wanted to play is sent in by the co-host, Robin Nieto, and it is his pick, I guess, for a holiday review special. It was his 2009 recap segment, and this one is the, I guess, his pick for interview of the year because it is a recap of the interview with Rod Shepherd. So here is that segment sent in by Robin Nieto.
Rod Shepherd represents more than 7,500 professional employees, engineers, scientists, middle management, and information technology personnel in Ontario's electricity sector.
You say that selling off Hydro One or Ontario Power Generation would be a bad idea. Why is that?
Yes, Robin, and I believe that I share this opinion with several hundred people here in the province. The selling off of these assets would limit our, first of all, our economic recovery that we so badly need in the manufacturing sector. The price of electricity has always been one of those issues that is discussed. But as we go forward with the Green Energy Act and issues tied to it, it will be very difficult, in my opinion, to see how that can be well regulated and well managed if these assets that currently are in the public hands are surrendered to the private sector. I will go on to say we do represent people in the private sector, and we're quite pleased with the response that we've had with those people, but more privatization is not a good thing when it comes to the electricity utility sector here in Ontario.
And your organization also says the stability in the electricity sector will be had through public investment, and that it's crucial for all Ontarians. How is that?
Well, you have a situation with both Ontario Power Generation and Hydro One, where the government can dictate what gets done, what the priorities are. And if this is given to the private sector, that certainly is not left in the hands of the government any longer. They will have to then go to private sector operators and ask for the opportunities to do those things. So the stability of the utility network is going to be at risk by private operators wanting to operate.
And I guess that leads to the next question with about privatization that I think a lot of Ontarians will have at the top of their minds is about selling Hydro One and Ontario Power Generation. What effect will it have on rates for customers?
The past tells me that, first of all, the people of this province will not get a fair price for the assets that are sold. That's the first thing. And second of all, these people aren't doing it to ensure that we have safe, reliable power in the province of Ontario. They're doing it to make a profit and to ensure that their interests and their shareholders are looked after as far as their investment.
And just to give the Ontario government the benefit of the doubt, would they be proposing the selling of Ontario utilities like Hydro One and Ontario Power Generation because these companies are losing money?
No. These companies make money. In fact, their profits after costs have increased, but only because their generation capabilities and transmission capabilities have increased. No, this is you know, short-minded thinking to deal with a deficit in 2009. To quote here, both companies make yearly payments in lieu to the Ontario Electricity Financial Corporation, which are roughly equivalent to what they would pay in combined federal and provincial corporate income taxes if they were private companies. And if they were sold, the province would no longer be paid the federal portion. And in 2007 and 2008, that amount for Hydro One was about $118 million and $65 million in 2008. And for OPG, it was around $105 million. So not only would the profits that are made by these corporations that go back into general revenue be lost, you'd actually lose the tax portion of that as well. So there's a double whammy involved in that. So we're concerned about the price of electricity going up. You don't have to look very far in this province to see manufacturing plants closed because, in part, there are concerns about the cost of electricity. And certainly that was the resounding comments coming out of Northern Ontario in the pulp and paper industry, that the costs of electricity were impeding their success.
The Mike Harris government threatened to privatize hydro as well. Do you think McGuinty will succeed this time around in privatizing hydro? And what will prevent him from doing so?
Well, what is different this time is that there's more risk. The public is more aware now of the costs. I mean, we're a strong believer that the first breakup of Ontario Hydro was wrong because we're now paying extra for extra services. We have increased government influence in this organization with the OPA and the IESO and other entities such as that that weren't part of the Ontario Hydro. And Ontario Hydro was a vertically integrated corporation where they were in control of all aspects and thus being able to maintain control of the electricity sector.
While Mike Harris wasn't successful in privatizing the entire industry, he did succeed in privatizing aspects of it.
He managed to, and I think that the citizens of this province made the appropriate amount of noise to say, listen, some of these corporations that you're looking at aren't losing money. They are good, solid corporations, good corporate citizens, and they need to be kept in the hands of the public so that we can control the costs for the infrastructure of the province of Ontario.
And the effects of a privatization on workers at Ontario Power Generation and Hydro, what could the privatization mean to workers?
Well, my concern certainly with privatization is about always about doing the minimal to maintain that we're operating. I'm concerned about that. These people that run up Ontario Power Generation and Hydro One carefully plan, make sure the refurbishments are being done and the maintenance is being done. And that is for the benefit of the people of Ontario, not for the investor that is putting the money around always. It's got a balance there that I don't think would be there if the private sector was able to own it. It would be bottom line driven, and the bottom line would be, is that making us money or not making us money?
And lastly, the effects of privatization on carbon emissions.
Well, certainly with the plan for coal closures, there will be more reliance on gas if there's not a better plan. The concern that we would have is that we become as reliant on gas as we are on coal. And if you're going to put more demand on the system, and we fully support the Green Car Initiative, if you're going to put more demand on it, something is going to have to take place of lack of private sector availability or loss of other renewables that aren't available at the time we've time shifted this power demand to. We'd certainly be concerned that we are, you know, what we're replacing, what we're losing in the system would not reduce the carbon footprint as significantly as one would think. And people are going to want to put replacement energy up as cheaply as they can, as quickly as they can. And gas will do that. While it's the lesser of two evils with coal, it's still not going to address completely the issues that are under the Green Energy Act, in my opinion.
Of Mouth Wednesday, we're back here. It is 7:34, about that time in the evening, and that was just a clip featuring Rod Shepherd, sent in by Robin Nieto as a pick for one of the interviews of the year, 2009. And well, we got another pick coming up, Conspiracy of the Year. Conspiracy of the Year, my choice. I thought about this for a while because there's a lot of stuff going on. But I thought, you know, just looking from the magnitude of the media and, you know, the stuff that I've been looking into in the celebrity culture, I've decided that the Conspiracy of the Year pick that I'm going to pick is, it's got to do with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, this is it. We're not quite sure what has really gone on. I guess it might always be a mystery, but different things are coming out. And, well, you know, some of the things that are coming out are tributes to Michael Jackson. And this track we're going to play is a tribute track to Michael Jackson. We played it before on the Word of Mouth, but this is a good time to play it again because this is it. It's a track called Legacy, and it's by Kamau and Danny O. Word up. Word up.
This is it.
While I'm here, let me shine my light to discover all the love inside. As long as I'm blessed to speak, I'll be working on my legacy. Cause I don't wanna live my life and leave nothing left behind. So while the Lord lets me breathe, I'm working on my legacy.
Yo, just finished watching Michael Jackson's memorial. Unimaginably impactful and historical. Heaven's oracle taught that the world can be horrible, but he implored you to find the divine from the deplorable. How did you make an aberration adorable? How did you steer off infection when killer bees were swarming you? How do I ensure the impossible is affordable? How do I make a change cause my voice is recordable? Like I thought of you when I was writing this verse to fight off the curse, the opposite of which you find worse. As you ride in that hearse, my eye convey with pride I have burst. It finally works, I realize I shine on this earth. While you were a strong stomper, I was just a meat creeper. But MLK said be proud if you a street sweeper. And Al Sharpton ruffled and woke up the deep sleepers and told your kids it's strange the world for the peacekeeper. You know what I find strange? I find it strange that you're gone. You know what I find wrong? To write your name in the song in the past tense. It's strange I'm remaining this strong, cause since I was born, the top is where your reign is belong. I cried today for Michael Jackson. I'm alive to say with platinum and diamonds you paved and aligned the way for me to see my future filled with many brighter days. And I'm here to leave a legacy behind to stay.
While I'm here, let me shine my light to discover all the love inside. As long as I'm blessed to speak, I'll be working on my legacy. Cause I don't wanna live my life and leave nothing left behind. So while the Lord lets me breathe, I'm working on my legacy.
I am basking in the light of a single star, skin blacker than the night. Walking on the moon, one small step, I'll be leaping soon. We all get confused, I'm forever a child, and it's true. I'm a lost boy too, but not as lost as you. In dreams, I realize realities, living on a earth, what a fallacy move. Galaxies made like molecules built, and who's that peeking in my windowsill? There's a light in the night that we can't see, and darkness feels a lot like me. I'm so free, midnight marauder with a hood overhead, trying to escape words I should not have said. I hope they don't notice, I keep the world in focus, breathe.
While I'm here, let me shine my light to discover all the love inside. As long as I'm blessed to speak, I'll be working on my legacy. Cause I don't wanna live my life and leave nothing left behind. So while the Lord lets me breathe, I'm working on my legacy.
When I say this is it, it really means this is it.
Yes. Yeah. And we still moonwalking.
This is it. I mean, this is really it.
This is it. Word of Mouth Wednesday. It's our last show for 2009, and we've been running through a lot of highlights today on the show, different stuff going on, and I just wanted to go into our next pick. This one is going to be Canadian Political Prisoner of the Year, and it was a tough pick because, well, there's a few of them, and I know we've talked a lot about Omar Khadr on the show before. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, since he's been in prison for so long that maybe he'd be political prisoner for the decade. We haven't finished my picks for the decade yet because we're only starting the ninth year of the millennium. So maybe by next year, I'd probably have the decade picks. But I'd think of maybe Omar Khadr for a decade. But, you know, just thinking about this year, and I got to thinking about one of the events that I went to earlier in the year. It was in the summer, and it was an event for the prisoner and activist and, well, a past guest on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, Mark Emery. Mark Emery had his farewell tour at Vapor Central on Yonge, and, well, I recorded some of the speech that he gave. And I got to have a few words with his wife, Jody Emery, after the event. So in this clip, you'll hear a bit of the Mark Emery speech, and you can hear some of the words of Jody Emery. So here it is for Word of Mouth Wednesday. Word up.
A different city every day. It's pretty tiring, but we're getting support from all sorts of people, and it's heartwarming, so it keeps us going.
Think freely for yourself, and governments everywhere hate that. We saw that after 9/11. It's Alberto Gonzalez who said I'm one of the top 50 most wanted, and that man's been indicted.
It's a joint submission of 5 years, and he'll be applying, the first 6 months is a sorting time. They'll send him down and figure out where he's going to end up. So about a year into it, he can apply for a prison transfer to Canada, and that will take perhaps another 6 months to a year. So it could be 2 months, or rather 2 years down in the U.S. before he gets transferred. But if he doesn't get a transfer and he's on good behavior, it could be 4 years and 2 months, which is 85% of your sentence. And America lets you out on good behavior after 85%, whereas it's much sooner here. So
I've never had a problem with the Canadian government taxes. I paid $10,000 to $15,000 a month every month in income taxes from 1999 to 2005. Paid $600,000 in taxes. Everybody knew what I was doing. I never kept this money, and there's no victim. But nonetheless, they have dozens of agents in Canada and the United States keeping an eye on everything I ever said and do, because like they've said, I'm the most significant threat to the government of the United States in all of Canada. And it's flattering. I know.
Gotta have strength and be a brave face for the movement and for him.
The Canadian government is again ignoring all of your petitions. I have a pile about this big of petitions.
43,000.
Yeah, tons of it.
Can you imagine the United States with over half a million people in the armed forces, the most powerful nation on earth, actually going out of their way to say my magazine is a cannabis culture, is a propagandist magazine?
Yeah, we've stopped printing the magazine this spring because it was losing $40,000 every issue that our store had to make up. So it was just too much of a drain, and we weren't able to get anything else done. We were putting all our time and effort into trying to get each issue out. Because there's a small team of 5 people getting it all done. So we had to put that to rest and shut down all parts of our business that aren't making money, because I need, you know, Mark's an amazing businessman, and I've never had business experience, so I need something solid to run while he's away so we can come back and start up again.
And that's the great secret. Yeah, I'm going to jail for 5 years for selling seeds to consenting adults. No, nobody got hurt. No, not a single victim. You know, Karen Tandy talked on 5 occasions that my legalization efforts are going to go up in smoke now. Legalization groups won't be able to get any money from Emory anymore. Emory and his propagandist magazine are finished. But not one single word about any victim of anything I ever did. And nothing I ever did had a victim. I've helped thousands of people deliver seeds to millions out there planting weed everywhere. Look at California. Look what it is today. They're about to legalize marijuana in California. I must have supplied half the weed in California.
But cannabisculture.com, our website, will have all the information about how to end prohibition, how to bring Mark back home, as well as the entire archives of all of our work over these many years.
Make sure you go to cannabisculture.com. Pay attention to when she needs, says, I need help. Maybe they put me in solitary for a month or so. I'm going to need you people to raise a f*** it up to make sure nobody treats me like that.
Word of mouth Wednesday. So that was some words you heard there. Jody Emery, you heard Mark Emery, you heard some words on this political situation and involving the courts, and it involves the justice system. And the latest update that I got, I saw it on cannabisculture.com. You can see, you can get the info, you can get the podcast that Mark Emery's been recording, and he recorded a bunch of podcasts from from the jail, I guess, through the phone at the jail. And then he also is now, well, I guess he's been out for a few weeks. They've got him, I guess he's on house arrest in Vancouver as they're waiting for him to transfer him from the Canadian justice system to the American justice system. And I guess he's still not sure which jail he's going to go to, or prison he's going to go to in the States. And, you know, this is things are going on in 2009. We're moving into 2010. And I thought this would be a good time to play a commentary from the renowned political prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal, and this is his latest words on Obama post-imperial.
Obama post-imperial? According to a think piece in a recent edition of Newsweek, President Barack Obama is a post-imperial leader who seeks to bring balance to foreign affairs and a kind of disciplined realism to interactions with other nations. Of the similarities between the dreaded example of Vietnam and Afghanistan, the analogy fails because, unlike the faithful Diem brothers, Afghan leader Hamid Karzai was elected and has significant support. The analogy is about as weak as wet toilet tissue. To say Karzai was elected is to do great violence to that word. A recent piece in the Washington Post describes the Taliban as a virtual shadow government throughout most of the country, meaning local governors, police chiefs, taxes, and governments. Indeed, in the Post report, Taliban control, quote, broad swaths of the country, especially Afghanistan's vast rural areas, unquote. That's because in these districts, the U.S.-supported Karzai regime has no presence. Back to the point, a corrupt, foreign-supported government, which is widely seen as a puppet regime? Sound familiar? Do we have another Vietnam? Perhaps. The imperial press painted Vietnam in rosy colors until the walls came tumbling down. They almost universally praised the Afghanistan and Iraq wars as righteous retribution. Why should they stop now? As for post-imperial, this is a label about as ridiculous as post-racial. To invade countries that did nothing to it, to bomb and kill tens of thousands, to occupy and install puppets, is the very stuff of empire. And to add 30,000 troops in support is surely a part. Post-imperial? Hardly. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.
PrisonRadio.org for more information on Mumia Abu-Jamal, and to hear commentaries when they first come out, you can check out PrisonRadio.org. And we're just moving along here on our December 30th show of the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and we're getting into our Word of Mouth Wednesday track of the year. I thought about this one a lot because we play a lot of music tracks, and usually I get to select them. So, you know, I get to hear a lot of music throughout the year. But this one, you know, this one really got me thinking. It's by Beast 1333, and it is called Mark of the Beast.
Watch where you go. Watch where you sleep. Watch what you do, watch what you eat. Watch for your life and yourself in the least. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? Watch for your kids, watch for your fam. Watch good and watch close and watch for their plans. Watch as the violence and the genocide increase. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? Mark of the beast imprint on the gums of an infant. It only takes an instance to get you microchipped, kid. We always get out.
kick in the short end of the wall sticks. I watch in amazement as the people fall for more drinks and more sex. It's like we live our lives in a vortex. Add more stress than where we headed now. Nigga, Lord bless, and we don't have the time to be guessing if they is doing it. I am the secret weapon they sent out to try to ruin it. As long as I am living, I will be the voice of common sense. Speaking about the truth has now become my number one defense. I'm the leader of the resistance that came to decimate. They plans to word them out before things will begin to escalate. The thing that's gonna happen after they stick us in camps is the microchips they put in us will trigger different cancers. They wanna lower the population by 3/3 to rule over the planet and roam it like free birds. Watch where you go, watch where you sleep, watch what you do, watch what you eat. Watch for your life and yourself in the least. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? Watch for your kids, watch for your fam. Watch good and watch close and watch for their lands. Watch as the violence and the genocide increase. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? The Associated Press wrote the story about the very chip. 666, wrath of God with a deadly grip. Ain't no need to riffle quick, now it's time to
get your damn vaccine.
And heads of snakes trying to cause us harm. Our fighting arm becomes a weapon in itself. I'm shooting words, undeterred. Even though the media keep our vision blurred. Enjoy the hurt, smoking up their cigarettes and spitting tar. Revelation 13, seven-headed sittings are steady hitting. Raw, we gon' have to fight for rights. They control the grid, so prepare yourselves when they kill the lights. The temporal nights and titan fights, lights so bright they fly at heights. To bring the day to dark nights, sided by the northern lights. I'm on right, I know they wanna kill off half the populace. A one world government in a super megalopolis, where everyone's accounted for and not treated properly. Every human being will be looked upon as property. Watch where you go, watch where you sleep. Watch what you do, watch what you eat. Watch for your life and yourself in the least. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? Watch for your kids, watch for your fam. Watch good and watch close and watch for their lands. Watch as the violence and the genocide increase. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? I'm not a piece of meat that you could trade like a commodity. There's additives and food that turn in fetuses to oddities. I'm way beyond symbology, I overstand the energies. Evil is projected in the mind of all my enemies. Don't let it be, they want you like a bee working up in a hive. Man, it's a worker by nature, a bunch of
no conspiracy
lies. Look in my eyes, you wincing from the heat of the eternal flame. It's all in vainly. Television's programming our little brains, they'll never change. I came to be the voice of all the chosen few. The laws were here before you were born. That means they chose for you, they chose for me. And now I have to live with all the consequences. FEMA camps with rubber coffins circled by electric fences. In the age of water bearing deity called Pisces, the planet will get colder as we all freeze up like icy. The symbols on your Nikes pointing everyone to Saturn. Mark of the beast imprint all the barcode patterns. Watch where you go, watch where you sleep, watch what you do, watch what you eat. Watch for your life and yourself in the least. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? Watch for your kids, watch for your fam. Watch good and watch close and watch for their plans. Watch as the violence and the genocide increase. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast?
Word of Mouth Wednesday, that was a track by The Beast 1333 of the Templars of Hip Hop, and we're just about getting into our, wrapping up the show, 2009 Year in Review, and I just wanted to mention my personal pick for a local event of the year. It's a hip hop event, and it was, activism, because it was an event that took place, this was a pretty local event, because CKLN, we're broadcasting on Ryerson campus, and this clip we're going to play took place on Ryerson campus, but it was a week-long launch at different places all around Toronto, and it was a Stop the Violence Movement launch featuring KRS-One, the rapper and activist, knowledge scholar, and he's the author of the Gospel of Hip Hop, the book that's out now. You can get it on the hip hop spiritual aspects of it. Well, here is a bit of what KRS-One had to say when he was here on the Ryerson campus, and the situation involving Stop the Violence Movement. Well, here is a bit of what you can hear from the what my pick was of local event of the year. Word up.
The original intent of hip-hop was to become a behavior that freed you from the traps of the inner city. I'll say it again. The original intent of hip-hop was to adopt a behavior that freed you from the traps of the inner city. I'm in a university setting, but I'm speaking about the hood right now. Life in the streets, avoiding the traps, and how hip-hop did that. We were violent, violence was all in the hood. But we made our artistic elements the actual methodology for working out conflict. Now this was our first triumph. We realized it was an intelligent movement, and we realized that we can cause peace within our community by competing with each other over art.
And that was some words from the Blastmaster KRS-One. And that was from when he was in town, relaunched the Stop the Violence movement 20 years later. The whole week of events went, it was all over Toronto. Big things were happening. There was concerts, there was speeches, and, you know, there's different events that were going on within the community. And, you know, there's definitely a lot of stuff's happened this year. That one I definitely remember, though, as an event of the year. We had played some tracks on that in the past. And, well, you know, it's always good to play some KRS-One situations. And, you know, that's just about it for our year-end review special in the year-end of 2009, December the 30th. And what I also wanted to get into, though, actually, is the headline of today, because we are a news show, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're trying to keep up to speed with what's been going on, the situations going on federally. I've heard that the latest information that I've heard is that the parliament will be suspended. Federal parliament will be suspended until after the Winter Olympics, sometime in March of 2009. Federal politicians will be back to work in Ottawa. But until then, you know, the things will be going on.
The government of Canada has dropped the ball.
And I heard about it today. I was thinking, you know, what has been going on with this big announcement with suspension, the parliament being suspended. I thought back to an interview that I did in 2008. You know, I'd been thinking all you know for the past while about 2009, but you know what the thing, that announcement that came out today, got me thinking of 2008 on December the 3rd, 2008, a bit more than a year ago. We interviewed John McKay on the show, who's the Liberal MP, who was I was asking him about the coalition. That was after the Liberal and NDP had formed a coalition, and it eventually led to the Prime Minister of the Land suspending Parliament. Well, the Liberal MP John McKay is notable as the MP who made the Heil Harper speech. And well, I got to ask him about it when he appeared on the show. So just with that information going on in the suspension of Parliament coming out today, I just want to play that one, just a quick clip of what happened last year. This is the quote. "I do not think he is going to rest until he has the rest of us goose-stepping our way down the halls of Parliament chanting Heil Harper."
Yeah. I probably went over the edge there, but I don't know, you caught the other quotes there from Margaret Wente in the Globe and Mail, where she says that Mr. Harper is a bully, and not only a bully, he's a paranoid bully, and then he's a paranoid bully with a catastrophic sense of judgment. And I thought that, you know, here's Margaret Wente, probably the most right-wing columnist in the Globe and Mail, and that's the way she describes Mr. Harper. And then I had another quote from Mr. Gibson, who pretty well ran out of the adjectives in the thesaurus describing what he thought of Mr. Harper and his bully boy tactics. Mr. Harper has almost a pathological desire to destroy the opposition in general, but to destroy the Liberal Party in particular. And he leaves no stone unturned in his desire to see the Liberal Party eliminated from the political landscape of Canada.
Whoa, big words. We're going to be getting into, I guess, more of those those issues and topics in the new year, the year ahead. We'll be wondering what's going on federally because federal parliament's being shut down. Also, next week, we got a show coming up. We got a guest, planning to have a guest in the studio, Muhammad Ali Omir, the president of Caesar at Ryerson, hopefully coming up next week in the studio. And, you know, big things going on. We got the Winter Olympics are coming up next year. Suspension of parliament is going on. And big things in 2010, so we're going to be talking about, you know, a lot of stuff coming up in the future. And I just want to thank everyone for listening. Hope you all have a good new year. And want to throw it to our next show, which is hosted by the Blues Dr. Julie Hill. And it's called The Blue Remedy, coming up on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. Word up. Word out.